A small island off the coast of Prince Rupert could have a big LNG project built on it, but that's not sitting well with some residents of Digby Island. Nexen is exploring the southern tip of the island right now. Last month, the federal government approved a request by the province to let it do the only environmental assessment on the project. Now about 40 residents around Dodge Cove filed a petition opposed to it. Des Noble signed it. He is a director with the Skeena Queen Charlotte Regional District and lives on Digby Island, and he is on the line with us now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What kind of work is the company doing right now?
Well, at present, they're conducting exploratory work, geophysical in terms of land constraints, those sorts of things, and they've finished off a fairly significant biophysical portion as well, just over the course of the summer.
And how disruptive has that work been?
It's been significant. We've been living with numerous helicopter flights over the course of the day, going on over top of the community, all around it, and it's been disruptive to say the least. We live in a very pristine environment with a very beautiful little community, and we've been dealing for a number of years with the extended noise coming from the port, and have sort of come to live with that. But this is a whole new era for us.
How many people live on the island?
On the island itself, you're looking at roughly around 45 to 50 full-time residents, and then you have a summer population that kicks it up another couple dozen.
Do you have other concerns about an LNG plant moving in?
Most definitely. We're looking at this plant being developed right on our doorstep, within sight of our community. It's probably within half a mile of the community. We have major concerns in terms of both our watershed and our airshed. We have our own dam and supply water to the community. We're concerned about acidification from these plants. And we're concerned, of course, for the noise and the light pollution that we're going to deal with as well. Also, we have the municipal airport that is located on the island just north of this construction. And we have some concerns about locating this sort of large industrial complex basically at the end of a runway.
How receptive has Nexen been to your concerns?
Well, we've made some overtures to Nexen. We've contacted them and outlined our disgruntlement with this, and we've let them know very clearly that we are not particularly enamored in having Nexen as a neighbor. As such, we've requested that they come and talk with the community. And subsequent to that, this petition has come forward, and people are very concerned for their welfare and the welfare of their community.
I suppose the larger community might benefit from jobs that project might bring.
Well, I would suggest to you that much of the job noise that's coming out of this is extremely inflated, both on the provincial part and on the part of the proponents. One of the things that's a little disturbing for us is that this is not the only project. We are looking at possibly 9 projects within the area here. And one of the things that we've been approaching the province on and requesting is a comprehensive environmental and economic assessment of these projects as a whole, not singularly, but in the cumulative fashion. And at present, all of them are being assessed as a one-off. And that's just not right when you're looking at this many projects. You really need to look at what the cumulative impacts of all of these projects combined will be on terms of our watershed and our airshed. And, you could look at the jobs. But realistically, what can take place here? We need to be responsible in terms of the development that we're looking at. And I don't think 9 projects in a region is responsible. What can we actually handle within the region? Where is it best to locate these things? And then, in turn, the community can come together. Right now, these things are dividing communities as opposed to bringing them together.
We are sort of in the pre-application phase of this project. You have some time to fight this. What more will you do?
Well, at this point, we're waiting for them to finish their assessments and continue on with that. But with these projects, it's very imperative that you make your position known very clearly up front. The time and waiting on these things is not a good thing to do, because what happens is these companies invest a significant amount of money in these assessments, and quite often that is the deciding factor. They've spent so much money on this assessment, they are going through with it one way or another. So you have to be right up front with it and let them know right from the word go that this is not going to function well.
Would there be anything the company could do or say to get you on side?
To be perfectly honest, probably not. I mean, we live where we live because of the place that it is. And this will completely disrupt that. And it will, in the end, probably drive a number of people out of the community, and it will leave the rest of us really wondering what on earth we're going to do. Because, you know, be perfectly honest, I'd like to put this to you. Would you like to have heavy industry on your doorstep?
I mean, I'm not faced with that decision, but I suppose
you may be at some point.
You're right.
I put that to your listeners. Would you like to have this large industry on your doorstep?
Will you leave if it does move in?
I have no intention of leaving, but where it goes from there, I have no idea. I just hope that these companies can begin to understand the impacts that they're having in the region, aside from the overblown economic question and profit from it. You know, we really have to start looking at people first before profits, because we are now in a situation where we put profit before people, and I think that is just the wrong way to go.
Okay, Des Nobles, thank you very much for this.
Thank you.
Des Nobles is a director with the Skeena-Queen Charlotte Regional District. He lives on Digby Island, where Nexen is pitching an LNG plant. About 40 nearby residents have signed a petition opposing the plant. You heard Des's question. Would you want this kind of industry moving onto your doorstep? We would love to hear from you. RadioWest@cbc.ca, or you can call us 1-855-222-5775, particularly if you are in Prince Rupert. Let us know what you think of this project.